Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of A Case of Nosy Neighbors by Laurie Copeland. Narrated by Christine McMurdo Wallace. Recorded Books Inspirational is an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. This book is copyrighted 2004 by Laurie Copeland. This recording is copyrighted 2005 by Recorded Books. The town of Morning Shade has had its share of adventures, but this time it's really got something to talk about. Someone is spying on Stella's neighbors, and she's bound and determined to find out who. With Maud sidelined because of a sprained ankle, and Cece busy on her mail route, it's up to Stella to follow the clues, and she'd better work fast because her poor neighbors are scared witless. And now, A Case of Nosy Neighbors.
Chapter 1. January in Morning Shade was as cold as a pawnbroker's smile. It was just a fact. Too bad I couldn't say the same for City Hall. Edgar Burlow had the thermostat cranked so high tonight you could boil coffee on Mayor Thervis Throckmorton's forehead. Thervis was a gentleman of the old South, a Colonel Sanders without the fried chicken. Now his mane of white hair was wilting in the heat, and his mustache and goatee drooped with the insufferable temperature. I could identify with that. At 60, coming up on 61, I often have my own personal summers. As an author, I'd created many a miserable condition in my mystery novels.